Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, do you find yourself imposing strict limits on Nintendo Switch time for your children, or perhaps prying the controls of the Xbox out of their hands at bedtime? Do you ever find yourself worrying, is my child's gaming a healthy hobby, or is it something I should be worried about? Well, here to discuss this is Professor Colin O'Gara, Head of Addiction Services at St John of God's and a consultant psychiatrist at the UCD School of Medicine. And thank you, Colin, for joining us this evening. It's more and more popular, isn't it, online gaming? Really everyone seems to be involved in it, all the children, and indeed not just the children. But there is a question now, especially after the pandemic and perhaps children getting more screen time than they would ordinarily have had during the pandemic, as to when and how you should pull back, and whether you should, how do you know when you should pull back?
Good evening, Sarah. Yeah, what another difficult task for parents post-pandemic. Absolutely, I'm sure there are parents all over the country in that situation of trying to limit the amount of time that their kids are spending on these online games. But there's no question that it's surging in popularity. I mean, the figures for adults are staggering. There's a statistic for you. 36% of the Irish adult population report themselves as engaging in online gaming. And 22% of adults participate in esports. So this was in 2019, published in the Irish Times, a survey of 1,000 people. So, I mean, you know, it's quite easy for us as clinicians, I guess, because we have inventories and we have questionnaires and surveys that we can do with individuals when they come in to us. But it's just really difficult to tell the cutoff for children. I mean, to give you an example, the American Academy of Pediatrics suggests 2 hours a day of screen time. True. But really, when you add in, you know, iPads, gaming consoles, watching a little bit of telly here and there, when you add all that up, 2 hours will go pretty quickly. I would have thought that most parents would think, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose the question then is, when is it a problem? I mean, for example, some kids might be playing games and talking to their friends, and in a way it's sort of like socialising, except they're not in the same room. And is that okay? Or when you notice they're talking about that and nothing else, you know, they seem to be very intensely involved in the game. I think that's when, as some parents might wonder, is there a bit of an issue here? Is there a possibility of an addiction here? Yeah. Like, is it possible for kids to get addicted to computer games?
Well, there's no question that there is a proportion of individuals, kids and adults, who take part in online gaming will become addicted. The prevalence is probably somewhere between 1% and 5% because of different forms of research methods, different questionnaires, different criteria, different thresholds for diagnosis. That tends to vary, you know, nationally in our own studies and, you know, internationally. But generally around 5% is the percentage of people who would be gaming would run into serious difficulties.
So what do you look out for then? And perhaps it wouldn't even be classified as addiction within that 5%, which is a pretty small number. But what should you be looking out for in terms of your child's behaviour or attitude that might give you the pointers that, you know, something's not right here, this is affecting his or her mood?
Yeah, so the classic features, Sarah, with all addiction would be preoccupation would be number one. So the kid or adult constantly talking about it. The time spent is a real indicator. I mean, if there's excessive time, clearly if somebody's spending 12 hours a day online gaming, you know there's a serious problem there. Similarly, if there's withdrawal symptoms when the person comes away from the online gaming, now that could be anxiety, or in the case of a kid, it could be a temper tantrum, that type of thing. If there's repeated efforts to cut down on the problem, you know, that's been unsuccessful at setting limits. So they're the general features. But, you know, with regards to online gaming, as opposed to other addictions, say if it's alcohol, drugs or gambling, generally we approach it saying that these things are bad. The thing is complicated with online gaming because there is evidence to suggest that some online gaming is good. It's good for cognition, it's good for social development. And you even have one of our key collaborators in the UK who's written huge amounts on online gaming, he's a gamer himself, claims that, you know, 3 hours of gaming a day is fine. So, you know, it really, it's a little bit difficult, you know, because there isn't a consensus on what is the cutoff, but you have to come back to answer your question on the issue of addiction. What are, you know, what are the features? The features are really the common sense stuff. I mean, if there is, you know, increased preoccupation, increased withdrawal symptoms, there's a loss of other activities, or the, you know, there's a health impact. I mean, the recent ESRI data on 9-year-olds, which you know, indicated that kids of that age would prefer to be on a screen, you know, even as much as playing football. The obesity figures there for children are quite staggering as well. 18% overweight and 5% obese. So there is a health implication for too much screen time as well. So it's really looking at all of those negative consequences and coming to a conclusion. Now, you know, if you're worried, I guess, you know, I would advise that you try and get help. We don't have dedicated online gaming services in this country where you could, you know, ring a hotline and put those symptoms to a specialist team. Without that, I guess you have to, my advice would be to link in with the family doctor and discuss those issues.
Okay, and is it like other addictions in that there might be issues going cold turkey? I mean, could you just, you know, if you just said no more, that's it, it's done. Could you run into problems with that?
Yeah, I mean, the you know, we see a number of cases of internet gaming disorder, say, in a particular month, but very few compared to drug, alcohol and gambling. The more severe the presentation with any tech addiction, there is a physiological response. There is a withdrawal. It's like a detox from anything. The more severe it is, the more pronounced that is. So definitely, I would say reduction is probably a better approach rather than going cold turkey, particularly in a household situation, for peace of mind for everybody.
Okay, and just finally then, it may not be possible, I don't know, could you answer this yourself, Colin, but for all the parents listening, you mentioned 2 hours at the beginning of the week, but how many hours a week would you be recommending to allow your children?
I mean, it's a terribly difficult, you know, in the situation where there's such disparity between the advice. I mean, if an international body is going with 2 hours, I think that's a good, you know, the Pediatric Society in the States, if they're going with that, I would aim towards that. Of course, it is going to be, as a, you know, maybe in older kids, they can tolerate a little bit more. But I would go with that in the first instance.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Professor Colin O'Gara, Head of Addiction Services at St. John of God's and also a consultant psychiatrist at the UCD School of Medicine.